Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Get informed first, though. I mean, that's really what you need to do. You need to get informed. Because once you get informed, you can make a move. You can put it out there. You can talk to people about issues that you actually have information about. You know, seriously. Otherwise, right? Let's just be honest about this. Otherwise, you're doing exactly what you're railing against from the other side, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, right? And this is exactly, we're going to hit a whole bunch of short stories real hard, real fast. The, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay. I love this. We talked about this earlier when the California school board threw out a state official for protests for, you know, the secret transgender policies that they didn't want. Now, this is a state official. Tony Thurman is the California State Superintendent of Public Education. I don't know how it works in every state, but in California, you have a state-level, you know, education board that tells all the little other school boards what they have to do about many things. Now, the article's kind of misleading, or some of them are, where they say that he was thrown out, escorted by the police. But here's what I love about this. First of all, school board set, and they have a right to legally, school board set how many minutes you have to speak. Depends on how many people are at the board meeting. You know, sometimes, depending on the issue, you can have 50, 80, 100, what have you, people there. Can you imagine if everybody got 3 to 5 minutes to speak? You'd be there for 2.5 days. Okay? So some boards limit it to a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, that kind of thing. So this board put out this, because there were so many people, I think they said it was going to be a minute each for conversation. You'd be surprised how much you get in a minute, although 2 and 3 minutes is much better to get your point across. So that California State Superintendent showed up, and he wasn't invited. It wasn't an official visit. So technically, legally, he wasn't a state-elected person coming to address the board. He was a California resident coming to address the board. No special privilege. So when he was done, or close to done, he ran out of time. They shut him off. He didn't want to stop talking. He wanted to keep talking. The president of the board basically said to him, look, your time is up. All right? You only get a minute like everybody else. Now, you can hear him off mic, because they shut his mic off, saying he wanted to, basically he wanted to finish his thought. The president of the board knew him and knew enough, well, knew who he was, and knew enough to say, look, if I was at your meeting up in Sacramento, and I was speaking, you would have cut me off, and when I would have said, you know, I got more to say, you would have said, your time's up, thank you very much for speaking, sit down, because we've seen them do it in Sacramento before. We've seen the elected officials do it on a regular basis. Number two, being escorted by the police. This one I love. These are the laws that they champion and push through. They recently pushed through a law that said, if you're disruptive at a school board meeting, you can be silenced, thrown out, and even arrested if you, you know, cause a disruption. Now, I'm one of those guys who always says, define what a disruption is. Define what I want to know what these things are before I act on them. So he was upset that he was removed. He was upset that he was shut off. And these are all things that they're talking about doing at the state level. These are all things that they have voted in or said was okay. And yet they want to. This is the hypocrisy, the constant hypocrisy from the left. Right? Now notice I didn't say liberal, because as much as you like or hate or don't like, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., he is a classical liberal. You listen to him, you listen to him speak, he's willing to protect freedom of speech, that kind of stuff. Think about it. Classical liberal. And then you get the left, the far left, the even further left, the AOCs of the world, who don't know the Constitution, they don't love this country, they don't really care. They only care about what they perceive to be truth and reality, and you better do it or else you're ignorant. They have no clue. She thinks she can vote out SCOTUS. Does that really sound like somebody who's read the Constitution? You know, and as many mistakes as our founding fathers made, this was one they hit right on the head. The problem is that the Democrats don't see any reason to following the Constitution. Absolutely none. Chino Valley Unified School District's policy was ultimately passed, stipulated that parents must be informed if their children express a desire to be identified or treated as a gender different from their biological sex. They intend to use the bathroom or athletic facilities of the opposite sex or seek a pronoun change. That information needs to go to their parents. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. You know, the president of the board for the Chino Valley School Board, and I love how the left is so upset that you want to give parents any information on their kids, what they're doing. Sonia Shaw is the president of the Chino Valley Unified School District. Because you're hearing these people say that the new policy puts kids in danger. I'd like to know how, why, and I'd like proof, not just them spewing numbers that they say that the, you know, the transgender kids are much more susceptible to either the parents throwing them out or beating them or doing whatever, or giving them electroshock therapy. I don't even know what they're claiming nowadays. Because the numbers that they put out as of late, that the gay community is, well, it's funny. Some of the guys that I know, some of the gay men that I know have said the same thing. Stop lumping us together. We're not all together with that group. Well, I don't lump you together. They do. Now you know how Christians feel. You know, you lump us all together. There are denominations in Christianity for a reason. Not that I agree with them, but they're there. Anyway. So, you know, you're being told that the kids, this new policy will put the kids in danger. Well, wait a minute. Why? Since when bringing parents, both parents, into the picture an issue? Why is it a problem? Right? And what it looks like is that the left is working overtime to do everything they can to break up the family unit, to make sure the family unit has... Look, you've had Dr. B and others on this show, and we talk about the same thing over and over and over again, how important the family unit is. You know, it's gone away. For all intents and purposes, it's gone away. You know, when the black families back in, well, I don't know what it was, the 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, we're going to do a piece on this again soon. Right, 72% of the black families, or it was even higher than that, really, had the fathers in the home. The families were solid. They were good, solid families. Same thing with I don't care what, white, brown, whatever it is. When the families get together and maintained, things go well. We had, and I know a lot of other families did too, you went to grandma's every Sunday. I would imagine everybody pitched in a few bucks, but you went to grandma's every Sunday. The whole family came there. They ate together. They fellowshiped together, usually after church, right? And you were accountable to family members. What are you doing? What's going on in your life? How come you dropped out of school? How come you, you know, whatever it is? Why did you need money for gas today? Are you not working? Right? We're proud of you. You're graduating with the 4.0 average. Those were all things you were looking for. We're looking for family to show us up. We trusted family. The government came in and taught you in school that you can't trust family. Do we have incestual garbage going on? Yeah, we do. Do we have issues with families, biological mom, dad, kids? Yeah, we do. But all this stuff they were worried about, you have the same families with same-sex couples. You saw recently in the news where same-sex couple was hiring out their child for sex, young baby. Really? This didn't make big news. You know why? Because it would like slap their narrative right in the head, wouldn't you? It's just amazing. The board voted on the policy Thursday night. They were an hour long. Oh, I wish our meetings were just an hour long. The meeting was filled with tension. State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Thurmond, was in attendance. He spoke against it. Right? I mean, and again, saying that these kids, if you let the parents know, these kids are more likely to be hurt, to be brutalized. They've got to stop. I love the thing, you can't tell parents that kids are gay or lesbian because the parents might beat them. You can't tell kids that their kid, parents that their kids might be transgender because their parents might beat them and or throw them out. So what are they doing? They keep pounding away and making the parents the enemy. Some of these districts are looking to put verbiage in. Instead of parents or mom and dad, they want to call you caregivers. Really? You're not calling me a caregiver. No. There's a such thing as a mom and dad. And there's a reason for that. There's a such thing as a male and female influence on kids in a home. There's a reason for that. Psychologists who aren't even Christian or religious in any way say, no. Yeah, the kids that have that balance between male and female at home grow up happier, healthier. You usually have less mental health issues, I'll put it that way. Right? It's just amazing. And it never stops. You know, for decades, long before all the sexual stuff came down. The joke was, if you want it screwed up and you want to spend as much money as possible screwing it up, let the government jump in and take care of it. Right? That's right. Everything they touch costs more money and very rarely turns out to be real successful. So Tony Thurman went on to say, I was shocked that the board president dressed me down as a public speaker. I stayed within the one-minute limit. Well, no, probably not. You know why I want to say that? Because those mics don't shut off automatically. There's a clock that shows you the time. Right? The policy requires staff to notify parents in writing within 3 days of a student request to identify with a gender different than what is on their birth certificate. And I would say, I think it should be the parents that have every authority to be able to say what help they're going to get their child. But Thurman thinks that the school should have every authority to be able to determine if the parent is unfit. Why? Because the board's got all these experts up there? We're not experts. Look, we are people just like you. I'm on a school board. There's nothing different in me from me than the CPA in town or the baker in town or the janitor for a high-rise building in town. No difference. I may have a little more education. I might have less education. But I look at things from a logical way. I'm not interested in all this sexual stuff that's going on in these schools. I want to know why California went from among the top 10 places for education to being among the last. Although they know what sex they think they are. Can't add that. Double T, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. While the feds and the state of Texas are set to spar in federal court over the legality of a floating barrier in the Rio Grande River, Senator Ted Cruz is leading a bipartisan group of lawmakers pushing to expand the number of truck bridges going across the southern border into Texas. Cruz said it would actually be good for the environment.
You can see on any given day over 10,000 18-wheelers sitting, waiting to cross this bridge, spewing pollution into the air.
The Republicans joined by Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who promised to get the bridges built by the end of the year. Wall Street closing higher to kick off a busy week for corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 180 points to log its longest winning streak since February 2017. Investors are anticipating earnings results for a slew of major companies with the Fed's decision on interest rates this week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 183 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend. And ready to fight for this.
Seriously, we should be. We should all be, right? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what we want. We really want you, right, to, I don't want to just say get engaged, right? You got to get informed. Find out what it is that really, shakes you up. Something that you really understand that you know that you could learn, if you would. And when I say that, I mean, again, we need fighters. We definitely need people that'll step up, right? That'll push it through, that'll fight for something. But you can't fight for everything. Pick one or two issues. Pick one or two items. And those are the things you stay with. Really, in all sincerity, learn. You don't have to be, you don't have to be an expert. Right? You just have to have a clue. That's really what it boils down to. Just have the clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I don't want to spend the whole hour on the school board meeting. But I'm tired of hearing those people in Sacramento who don't, communities are different. Community, 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 they're all different. We are not all the same. I know they would like to believe that, but we're not. And you can't make us all the same. Italian community is a little different than Chinese communities, which is a little different than Irish communities, a little different than Armenian communities. Many, though, wouldn't give up their American citizenship or give up being an American, are proud of their heritage. I am. And for more reasons than one. my family fighting to get over here or working hard to get over here. Once I got her, they made lives for themselves. They made careers for themselves. They didn't bank on the government to take care of them their whole lives. That's something to be proud of. And many of the Italians I know that came over that lived in the area that I lived in did the same thing. They worked hard to start their own businesses to make a few bucks, not to live off the government, not to live off a family for that matter. When did that become a bad thing? When did it become a bad thing for you to want better for your family, to want more, and to work at getting more? See, our founding fathers didn't want to make sure that we had more, didn't want to make sure that we had the government there to back us up in case we fell. No, they wanted to make sure the government was out of our way to be able to get more. I know some of you are going, more? Why do you always have to have more? Well, you know, a little more food on the table is happy, right? A little more money in the bank to buy an extra pair of shoes, that's kind of cool too. Put gas in the car, get to work to make money for my family. Right? Hello? But the state, I'm not just talking about the state of California, many, but the state thinks that they have the ability, or the right for that matter, to tell you what to do with and for your kids. Do you really believe, and I don't think these guys believe this, but they don't like our founding fathers anyway. Based on the history of this country, in the beginning and why they came here, based on why they put the country together, why they put the Constitution and the Declaration together, do you really think in the back of their minds that they thought that someday we'd be able to manage how people take care of their children? We will be the ultimate in how people raise their children, what they teach them. We'll start public schools so we can make sure these kids know only what we want them to know. Again, to the chagrin of the atheists listening, our founding fathers used the Bible, biblical principle, spiritual books like that to teach our kids to read. One of the reasons they wanted them to read is so they could read the Bible, so they could understand the Bible. Read their letters to each other. I'm tired of spoon-feeding some of you. You know, most of these people that fight with me on Twitter or someplace like that, but I always love what they do. They go to the atheist websites to tell me and show me why Thomas Jefferson wasn't a Christian or didn't believe in Christianity. Do you know what I do? I go to his letters. I go to his writings. I don't take a line out or two lines out. I read the whole portion of that letter. You know, there's kind of a joke with the book of Job in the Bible. Job says there is no God. Therefore, there must not be a God, right? I mean, sure, think about it. But that line would be taken so far out of context. He was bemoaning a situation and what he was in. He never for a moment did he believe there was no God. There were so many places you could do that in the Bible and other places in life. It's just amazing. A legal analyst for a local news source said that the policy of the school board seems to be at direct odds with California Department of Education policies and a state constitution granting minors the right to privacy when it pertains to their gender identity. That is not constitutional. It's not a state constitutional right. She questioned why, Shaw questioned why Thurman is focusing so much on the attention of the issue instead of trying to raise students' performance in the classroom. California ranks 38th in the nation in pre-K-12 education. Now, that's according to the U.S. News and World Report. Why is Thurman focused on this when we have a decline in public education in California? We have people leaving the state. We have people leaving our public schools. And the only thing he cares about is whether or not parents, and they're leaving the schools because the parents have no rights in the schools anymore. So why would you fight this? It makes no sense. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being engaged, being involved. That's what you want. You want to be engaged. You want to be involved. And as I always say, that's how we win. All right. A lot more fight. You know, again, I get the biggest kick out of some of this stuff. I don't know if you heard today that the Democrats, they storm out of a congressional hearing on gender reassignment surgery. Right? I always get a kick out of this. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the experts. They don't want to hear any of this. They refuse to listen to an expert describe gender reassignment surgery. They don't want to hear about what happens afterward. They don't want to hear about the infections that are going on with these people. They don't want to hear about the drugs that they have to take pretty much for the rest of their lives. Come on, I mean, seriously. Why not? Does it mean they're going to have to do something? They won't be able to get it out of their heads? Or do they truly believe it's all lies? Isn't it funny that they only believe the doctors that are on their side of the issue? I just find that interesting, right? He's 55 year old Joe, 855-732. You know what? I got to give you a second for your brain to reset. I mean, seriously. And what else I got here? Let me see. Oh, yeah, Texas teacher. She's being condemned for education students on, or educating students on constitutional rights and the Pledge of Allegiance. Whoa. Right? Teacher from Texas whose TikTok name is Sophie Marie. She shared a disturbing video that soon went viral and surpassed 3 million views. The third grade teacher was pulled into a check-in meeting. She then got a list of concerns that she wanted to bring to my attention. Marie said her favorite is, "We've noticed an intentional attempt to teach your students about their legal and constitutional rights." She then asked her TikTok followers, "Why are you concerned?" and repeated, "Why is that a concern?" Now, for this and other teachers, the Pledge of Allegiance stood out, and she pointed out the follow-up video that children wanted to sit during the Pledge of Allegiance. Teacher explained that the children were taught about the Holocaust and other propaganda, but retaught the third graders why Hitler targeted young people and children to spread his ideology. Go and see to your host. Be back in a minute. Let's not teach the kids anything. Probably easier that way.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-PRO-JOE. 855-732-55. To get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, be part of the solution. Really understand what's going on. So you have to get some information first. You find out what's going on. Then you make a decision from there. It ain't that hard. Again, 855-PRO-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, some of you have sent me some emails over the last few weeks that you want to know what I hope to accomplish in all this conversation about these transgender kids. Like I'm just against them or against them because I want to be against them. And if that's the case, you've not listened to the show long enough to know and or understand who I am. The damage that you're doing to these kids. And notice that many of the ones that are that are detransitioning. These are just the ones we know about. These are the ones that are just open about it. Many of them are asking their parents why. Why didn't you stop me? Why didn't you get me the real help I needed? Why didn't you? And some of the parents that I know that are fighting this said this, you know, same thing, basically. I didn't know what to do. I was told by the school or a counselor or whoever that there really wasn't anything I could do about it. The kid was in control. And we really couldn't do anything to change it. And this is why I tell you. You really love your kid. I mean, I love these people who say, I would do anything for my children. Anything. And they sit there and tell me how, and now I'm going to shame some of you. They sit there and tell me how bad it is. The kind of stuff that's going on at the schools. I can't have this happening. And yet they won't pull their kids out of school because maybe they can't afford to. I don't know. Give up something. Give up the car. I don't know. If you really would do anything to save your kids, would you really do anything to save your kids? Our founding fathers gave up their sacred honor. They gave up their houses, their families. Would you? Joe, I got a job. I got to feed the family. I didn't ask you that. You really care about that kid? You really want to put that child in the way, in harm's way, which you truly believe is harm's way? Leave the state. I don't know where you can go. I don't even know if you get a job where you're going. Leave the state. You got friends, you got family in another state. Beg them to take you and your family in until you can find a job there. Leave the state. It's really that simple. I don't care what state it is, whether it's California, New York City, Chicago. I don't care. State of Washington. Leave the state. You keep saying you're going to do what you will do anything for your child. But would you? One of my favorite sayings with my kids, as they grew older and started having kids, I said, just remember one thing. That kid didn't ask for you. That kid didn't look at Mother Nature or God, whatever you believe in, and go, hey, I want to belong to that family. No, doesn't work that way. Anyway, get back to this teacher. I know some of you thought I was going down one road. But this third grade teacher, she started teaching the kids about different things like the Pledge of Allegiance. She pointed out in one of her second videos that the children wanted to sit during the Pledge of Allegiance. Teacher explained that the children were taught about Holocaust and propaganda. She went on to teach the third graders why Hitler targeted young people and why he went after children to spread his ideology. Now, she says this is why the children wanted to know about the history of the Pledge of Allegiance. She said, we looked it up together and discovered that after the Civil War, the country was divided. Almost in a whisper, she added, about slavery. Teachers said they concluded that the young children were used to create, ready for this, a sense of unity. That is why the Pledge of Allegiance was introduced in schools. Now, the kids wanted to protest, but Marie told them they could use the silent protest instead of disrupting the class. Right? The teacher was told that the children could not understand why they protested. Right? Maria was, they were claiming, was indoctrinating her students. Former teacher commented, if we could actually indoctrinate students, we would have zero behavior issues in our classroom. That's not true. Another person wrote, the idea that they can understand pledging themselves to a country but not capable of choosing not to is a terrifying line of logic. No, because when you have very young kids, their minds are very malleable. You need to teach these kids what it means to pledge yourself to anything. To your family, to your school, to your whatever it is. Right? I mean, when you join a basketball team, now there's no pledge to speak of. But you are pledging to do your best on that team, right? You're pledging to give it your 100% every time. You pledge to be honest with your teammates. You pledge to work with them. Don't you? Maybe not verbally, but don't you? Just asking. Now, I don't agree with the kids sitting down and not reciting the pledge. But what I do agree with is the First Amendment, their right not to do so, provided they do it with information, not just because it was cool. Right? I mean, do you see what I'm saying? Kids are very impressionable. And it's easy, especially for teachers, because kids love their teachers. They want to make their teachers proud. They want to make their teachers happy. Regarding her first video, some parents felt that her comments were from amusing to downright petrifying. Another found this ordeal kind of funny, irony and the concerns being quite concerning. Right, Sophia was pulled out of the school. In a comment, the young teacher shared updated that I'm at the district office after being pulled out of my classroom. She did get massive support from other teachers, some calling her to move to another state with less rigid rules. See, you should be encouraging the kids to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. You should be encouraging the kids to stand up for your country. What I find interesting about all of this, too, they never want to talk about the positive side of the country, what it did do for people. The kind of country it has been, the kind of country it's worked to be. I find all this, again, this is why some of us feel that there's a concerted effort to have young kids. Yes, I know this was taken out of context a few weeks back. But to do what Hitler did, right? To do what Mao did, to do what all those communist leaders did, get the kids. Get the kids to believe that this is a terrible country. Get the kids to believe that we just stink. You know, one of the stories I like to tell all the time, and you should tell too, I told it last week, I'm just going to tell it again. Remember that when we dropped the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, we had, there's no way around this, we had the most powerful weapon on the planet. We could have brought every nation to its knees. We could have hit every one of them and said, hey, we got 11 more of these sitting in the bay there. We're turning them out as fast as we can. Moscow, you bow or you go. Think about it. We could have done that with every major country. And we didn't, though. Not only did we not do that. Can you imagine if Russia had the bomb at the time? What do you think would have happened? What about Mao? Do you think he would have cared about how many people he killed? Remember, the communists have killed hundreds of millions of people. In the name of the good of the people. Go figure that one out. So this nasty, terrible, ugly country. That's right. We care about other people. And we've proved it over and over and over again. And we'll continue to prove it over and over and over again. When there's natural disasters, whether it be in Haiti or anywhere else. Now, what I love about this is to show you the ignorance of the left. Right? We send warships. And you know what they'll say? Why do we send warships? What's up with that? Why do we do that? Because our warships can make food, right? They have medical facilities. They've got hospitals on board. They can make fresh water. Just amazing. Come and see your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me tomorrow.